Psalm 27 tonight. Psalm 27. You know, really, I'll be honest with you, brethren. I do not know what men do who stand in front of a group of people who don't believe that we have the Word of God. And I wonder, what do you give somebody? I'm serious. Well, I mean, what do you give someone that matters or that has any substance to it? And you know, the amazing thing about it is when you know that you have the Word and words of the living God, you realize that a man will never, ever, he can't run out of anything to teach and preach and expound upon. It never happened. Never happened. Will never happen. It's amazing. It's amazing. It really is. It is. It literally is totally all or nothing. You have an endless supply, and if you don't believe that, you have nothing to give anyone. I mean, really, what do you have to, there's nothing to give. All right, Psalm 27. Thanks be to God for His Word. Thanks be to God for His Word. Psalm 27 tonight, verse number 7. David continues on here, and he says in verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation." Thank you, Father, for this precious book, for your word. Teach us, direct us, help us, and guide us tonight. Father, I pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Okay, Psalm 27 and verse 7. David says here, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice." Brethren, if we will lift up our voice to Him in sincerity and truth, He will hear. He will hear. Unless there's something we refuse to deal with. Take your Bible. Go to Isaiah 59. Brother, He'll hear. He'll hear. If we'll lift up, He wants to hear. Let me tell you something. He is wanting to hear you more than you're wanting to talk to Him. I'm going to tell you that right now. He is wanting to hear from you. He is wanting to be there for you more than you are to even come to Him and pour things out. Seriously. He is the one who deals with you and shows you and reaches out to you, brethren, far more than you and I ever, far more exceeding our desire to reach out to Him is His desire to reach out to us. You can rest assured of that. You're going to have an enemy that'll try to oppose that, but God wants to hear from you and will hear unless there is something you refuse to deal with. Isaiah 59, look real quickly at verse number 1. "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear." Now, we know that when we get saved, we have a relationship with Him now that will never change. But as far as our fellowship with Him, same kind of thing can happen. Sin can cause a break in that fellowship. So listen, the only thing that 'll keep the Lord from hearing you is something in your life that you refuse to deal with, that you refuse to take and take the measures and do what God has bidden you to do and that you know you need to do. Y'all listen, I want to tell you something tonight. Brethren, sometimes, it seems like most of the time, when we go to the Lord, brethren, we find that God's ways of looking at things, like He says in His Word, are so different than what we would imagine and expect that sometimes we just really get shocked when we expect God to be a certain way that we think is reasonable and fair, and come to find out the Lord's like, you just don't get it. Really. That gentleman who came to Jesus and said, Lord, bid my brother that he, you know, divide the inheritance with me. And so he's thinking, it's only right. It's only right. My brother's not doing right by me. It's only right. And Jesus said, man, who made me a divider and a judge over you? Beware of covetousness. Man's life consists of not the abundance of things which he possesseth. Boy, he wasn't expecting to get that, was he? He was like, I have a legitimate case here. And Lord bless you, you ain't faced yourself. The Lord's like, look, more important than what you feel like is the wrong being done to you is you're not facing yourself. And boy, that's what the Lord always wants, is us to face ourselves. Listen to me tonight. And I want you to hear it, brethren, tonight, whether it's a marriage, whether it's children, whether it's whatever it is. Listen to me tonight, brethren. I want you to understand that there are some situations you are never going to get out of until you love your way out of it. And you know what? We don't like hearing that. We don't like hearing that. Because we like to think, I have a righteous cause. I have something that's right. But you know what, brethren? Listen, especially if we name the name of Christ, the Lord wants that thing moved to another level. Listen, suppose you have a situation you can't change. Well, what's to be done? If you pray to God and God won't change it, and then you say, well, Lord, change me. But then listen, are you willing to change? Are you willing to submit to that? Are you willing to do your part? Brother Eric told me one time, and I've probably told you all this before, that when he was there in New Guinea, he did not want to be there. He did not want to be there. I'm sure it was a novelty at first, but then it finally got to the place of like, here I am. And he stayed in their house or hut or whatever they were living in at first. And he was like, I just don't even want to go outside. Eric told me, he was like, they don't play like me. They don't look like me. They don't talk like me. Shoot, they don't smell like me. I mean, seriously, y'all, come on, let's shoot straight with it. They don't, and he goes, and I don't want to. And he said he finally realized, I ain't going nowhere. God has called my dad here, and this is where I'm going to be. And he said, I just realized it's doing no good sitting here and sulking over it. And he said, I went outside and looked at that little black boy with his finger up his nose and said, you want to play? Seriously. And he's like, let me tell you something. God did something with that. God did something with that. Listen, I want y'all to listen and listen real good. If there's a young person here and you have bitterness toward your father or your mother, you need to go love them, give thanks to God for them, and go serve and obey them, because you are trapping yourself. You are the one that is trapped. As long as you keep trying to make your case about how wrong you are being done, you will stay in your own prison. Listen, if you are in a marriage and you feel like that you are getting a raw deal, you are going to be trapped in your own bitterness until you get out of that and go look at that person that your spouse, love them for who they are, and I mean love them. Go serve them. Go do what you can for them. Go do everything you can to make their life as pleasant and as wonderful as it can be. Instead of worrying about all the things that aren't being done for you or to you or should be done, concentrate yourself on being all you can and loving them. And you will rise above something and you will find liberty. But if you refuse and if you stand on the ground of right. If you stand on the ground of grievances, you will stay in a bondage. You will stay in a trap. And my dear friends, you are hearing from heaven tonight. It's not because I'm saying it, but I'm telling you, the Lord put heavily upon my heart today. Brethren, all over the place today, there are people trapped. There are people trapped in prisons of their own making when they could be free. But what holds them in that thing is, I want this thing different. I want this person right. You're going to have to love your way out of it. You're going to have to not worry at all. You're going to have to get the point that you say, you know what? I'm going to love this person. I'm going to love this person for Christ's sake. And I'm going to do right. And I'm going to, you know what that means? Look here. Hey, ladies, make him his favorite meal. Make him his favorite meal. Make him his best dessert. And plant a big old sugar right on his lips and wrap your arms around him and just love him to death. Yes, indeed. Men, that means taking and saying, you know what? Thank God. Oh, listen, some of you, you know what you need to do? You need to go home. You need to make a list and thank God for all the good things about your husband. Y'all get down your face and thank God for all the good things about your husband. Some of you go home and they think all the good things God about your wife. And then take them for who they are and love them. Gentlemen, be tender to her. Be tender to her. Give her some hugs. What if she rebuffs me? What if she resists? Just pat her on the back. And be there for. Ladies, wrap your arms around him. Love him up. Love him up. Maybe I'm kidding myself. Maybe you'll just be like everybody else in the world and stay in a house of bondage of your own making, but it doesn't have to be. Children, that means going home, look here, and writing a list and all the things you can thank God for your parents for. And then tell them, thank you. Thank you. The parents you are. Hug their neck. Do something special for them. And if you're thinking, yeah, well, what about me? You don't get it. And God help you, I don't know what to do for you. You're blind. You are blind. You are blinded by your own selfish self-will. And I don't know what to do for you. If you can't see that, if you constantly go to, yeah, but you know, the way they do, you're blind. You're not hopeless, because in Christ, there's hope always in Christ, but you're in bad shape. You're blind. Maybe you're not blind. Maybe you're not blind. Maybe you are even more scary. Maybe you just refuse. You don't want to see it. You do see it. You don't want to do anything about it. See, listen, if it's a thing of, yeah, but what about, you know, me and the way I get done? I'm telling you, as long as you go that route, you are going to be chained. You are going to be in prison. Now, Christ sets us free, but there's some things that we get chained to again that's going to take obeying and doing what the Bible says to be set free. Christ sets us free from sin. But when we allow things to entrap us again, you're not getting free. Do you obey God? You're not getting free. You're not getting free. You want God to just do something for you. Young person, until you go and do that parent right, you're not getting set free from your situation because you are trapping your own self. Wife, you're not getting set free till you go and do what that book says and love that man like you're supposed to. Husband, you're not getting set free till you go do what that book says and love that wife like you're supposed to. Now, what's scary is that there are people in the world that understand that. There are people in the world that understand that. And yet the saints of God, you know, brother, look at this thing, but what about... I'm telling you, when that's what that guy that came to Jesus said. My brother, he's not the inheritance. And he was thinking, I'm calling, this is only right. Jesus said, man, who made me a judge and divider over you? Beware of covetousness. You got a heart problem. You know what? There's some of you, you wish you could get in front of Jesus with your case. There's some of you wish you could get in front of Jesus with your case, with your husband or your wife or with your parents. And you know what? You're liable to get in front of Jesus and hear him say, "Who made me a judge and a divider over you? You want me to divide with you? You need to look at your own self." You understand me? You understand me? Now, people, we're getting ready to cross over here soon into another year. And who knows, maybe this year we'll find our Lord returning. Don't you want to be found ready for him? Don't you want to be found with joy? Do you want to still be bound down with problems you don't have to be bound down with when you can be free if you'll realize that I've got to start with obeying that book and letting myself be made free? Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Kids, what are you going to do about giving towards your parents? But yeah, but what about? See, again, you don't get it. You don't get it. Wives, what about looking at that man you're married to and say, you know what? I want to give to him. I want to give to him. Yeah, but what about? You don't get it. You just don't get it. Husband, how about looking at that woman and saying, you know what? I want to be sweeter to her. I want to be good to her. If she don't receive it, still I'm going to. Paul said, the more I love you, the less to be loved. Yeah, but you don't get it. You don't get it. There's a book that says, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. Jesus said, bless your enemies. Love them that persecute you. So we're supposed to do that to enemies, yet it's like family relationships. It's okay not to. Folks, that is convoluted. That, how can you, you cannot justify that by Scripture. Some of you need to get tonight and start loving your husband and treating him good like you're supposed to. Some of you need to get with your wife and love her and treat her good like you're supposed to. Some of you need to get with your parents and start respecting them and showing love to them like you're supposed to. And if there's a case of that you haven't been treating your children right, okay, deal with that. But if everybody's sitting there going, yeah, I know, but my case, you don't get it. You just don't get it. I hope you do. But nobody can help you. Nobody can help you because you don't get it. And until you can see that and see your own, you're wrapped around you. And until you can see that, you're never going to get it. You're never going to get it. This is unusual tonight. It is unusual tonight. And brethren, I cannot deny to you that in the last couple of weeks, God, through different passages and different things, has been trying to arrest our attention, and there's a direction, and there has been a theme, if you will, that God has been taking. God is trying to reach out and help. And as we get ready here pretty soon to approach into a new year, there's no better time than to stop, take stock, and look at what you are supposed to do, how you can take and get out of the bondage that you're in, whether it's as a child at home, husband and wife, whatever, or in other relationships that may apply. I don't know. But as long as you look at this thing as a thing of how I'm done, you will never, ever, never find relief. It's not going to happen. The bitterness will eat you alive. You will resent others that you think have good families or good marriages, and it will eat you and tear you up. And it'll constantly be, if that other person, you just don't get it. And I think God's trying to give you a chance to tonight. Whoever and wherever. But what will you do with it? Listen, this thing today arrested my attention and came so plain to me. It's the essence of New Testament Christianity. This thing of, look, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. Jesus said, if they compel you to go a mile, go two. If they smite you on the one cheek, offer the other. That's your enemy. Now here you are, the man, listen, that you have laid with and bore his children. The woman you have, listen, have held to your bosom and had children by. The mom that has nursed you, held you, changed you. The dad that's done this, the children. And yet, we're going to take and let bitterness and things get. If you were to do an enemy like that, Listen. If you are in this building tonight or listening to this recording and you are having issues in your marriage or in your home, will you go home and break out the Bible and a pad of paper and say, how am I supposed to be as a young child of my parents? Or as a young man, how am I supposed to be to my parents? Or how am I supposed to be? Will you do that? Will you do that? Do you care enough to do that? If you don't, don't you ever say that your parents are the problem. You will find somebody out there that will listen to you. You will find some uncle, some aunt, some work person on the workplace, some neighbor. You will find somebody that will pat you on the back and rub you and say, yeah, I can't believe they do you like that. I can't believe. You will find somebody that will tell you everything you want to hear. But what does your Bible say? Do you care enough to find out, and what will you do with it? Listen, you need to go home perhaps and say, look here, what does the Bible say as a husband I'm supposed to be? What are the verses? Oh God, help me to do that. But if you start doing that, going, well, if they would just, you don't get it. You do not understand what being a Christian is. You may understand what being a Baptist is. You probably got being an independent Baptist down, but you understand what being a Christian is. Listen, go home and write down what other verses the Bible says a wife is supposed to be to her husband. Yet if he would just, again, you don't get it. You don't get it. Now, folks, listen. Listen. God Almighty is trying to reach out and help. It's a good time of year to pause a minute as we break forward into a new one. Who knows what it may hold? Wondrous things, hopefully, for the Lord. Definitely as far as the world scene gets worse and worse. But you know, you could have some good things. Yeah, you're right, preacher. My parents have changed. No. Nope. That's not it. Yeah, if my wife. Nope, that's not it. Yeah, if my husband. Nope, that's not it. What saith the Scriptures? And what do you do about it? Listen. I've been done, preacher, I've been done wrong. How much wrong have we done the Savior? How many times do we go to Him asking for forgiveness? How many times do we go to Him? Listen. Yeah, but my husband or my wife has done this so many times. How many times have you run to the Lord with the same kind of thing? How many times have you run to the Lord with doing the same offense over and over? And you expect Him to show mercy? Of course, He said, and to be gracious to you. You desire it. You know what? But yet, you and I think we have the right to stove up and to not. Getting it. Listen to me, folks. There are some things in life you're going to have to love your way out of, or you'll stay boxed in it, and it'll drag you deeper, and it'll drag you further down. We're going to close with a matter of prayer tonight. Listen, as we approach a new year, What do you, listen, you know what? There are some people, you know what they're doing? I really believe this. There are some kids, you know what they're doing? I'm out of here. Well, okay. But if things aren't right with you, your parents are not the problem. Stop it. If things are not right with you, you think you're going out there, it's going to be better. It's not. It's not. There's some of you, you know what? You're wanting the Lord to come back, not so much because you love Him so much. I'm just sick of the situation I'm in. You can have the joy our Lord spoke of that He said no man could take from you. But you've got to stop looking at how you've been done, how you feel you've been done, how you're slighted. You've got to rise above it and love your way out. No matter how that person does you, love your way out of him. I mean, listen, give him that hug. Give him those kisses. Give him that attention. Give her that cuddling. Give her that arm around her shoulders. Give those parents, listen, take them and give them that respect and the honor. You've got to give it your way out by love and obedience. And God will give you victory. And if you say, I can't, then you're lost. And you need to trust Christ as your Savior and get born again. You need to repent and turn to God. If you say, oh, I'm saved, you said you can't do it. That Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It's you won't. You don't want to. And that's its own set of problems. I'm telling you, you can have liberty. You can have something good. But what are you going to do? I don't know, probably Sunday or Wednesday, the Lord will have me go on with what we've got and probably. But I think the Lord is trying to reach out. Let's don't kid ourselves. There's some of you in this room tonight, maybe listening on tape, some listening in this room tonight, things are not good in the home children-wise. Some of you children, you've got some bitterness, you've got some anger, you think you're justified in it, and the home is a hellacious mess, it's turmoil, and you think the parents are all the problem. Will you take your Bible and find out what you're supposed to do as a, don't tell me this stuff about, well, I'm not saved yet, that don't matter, right is right. And find out what you're supposed to do. Would you care enough to do that? Look here. Some wives in here. Some husbands. Let's don't kid ourselves. Marriage is not what it ought to be, could be, and can be. You know what it's going to take? Tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take each person saying, I'm going to love this person for who they are in Christ. And I'm going to manifest that love. I don't care how I'm done. I'm going to do it. I don't care if I get rebuffed. I don't care if I get treated like dirt. I don't care if I'm going to love them. Paul said to the church at Corinth, they talked about him. They did him bad. They low esteemed him. He said, I will gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more I love you, the less I'll be loved. And he had victory. And your way out is, some of you ladies, there may be some lady or ladies in this room, you are not going to get out of this thing till you go and love that husband, hug him, give him attention, and cuddle and love that man like you're supposed to. And some of you men are not going to get out of this thing when you can take them and give them attention, talk to them, give them the time, do like they need to do. You know what needs to be done there. Whatever your individual circumstances, you know what you need to do. Love your way out of it. And if you don't, you're going to stay in a bondage of your own making. And the bitterness will just continue to eat you alive. Let's pray. Father. Father. These words of truth, dear Lord, apply somewhere. Where all and in how many places. I don't know, Lord, the full implications. Father, these things are right. They're true according to your word. Dear Jesus Christ, if I am in the way as an annoyance, Lord, if my tone of voice, if my facial features, if my mannerisms, dear God in heaven, if I am in the way, I apologize. I'll try to do better. Lord, work around me. I apologize. But Father, please, oh my God in heaven, Lord, wherever and in every place that these principles need to be applied, oh Father, let it be seen. If I have made myself as an excuse for someone to not pay attention to the truth because of my mannerisms or my way, I apologize, Father. I do. Lord, help me to not be that stumbling block in the way. But, oh, dear Lord, bless the truth of your word and these principles tonight. And help us, everyone, Father, to realize that if we desire it so, Father, that we can have, especially, Lord, if we claim to know you, Lord, we can have the joy and the victory you said are ours. But, Lord, the only individual holding us back from that, Father, is our own self. Oh, Father, again, I apologize for any way that I get in the way. But, Father, please help us to get it. Father, I could imagine as I close out in prayer tonight and as we depart, Father, I could imagine that somebody, a child, a parent, a husband, a wife, I could see someone going home tonight and trying to implement some of this. And then, Lord, and then saying, I tried, it didn't get nowhere. Lord, please help them to realize it doesn't matter. It's right. And Lord, in so doing, we free ourselves. Father, help us, Lord, to see and to understand. Help us, Lord, that victory is found and not in the response we get back. But like Paul said, though, the more I love you, the less I be loved. Father, to love our way out of it to where we get set free. Father, I ask this in Christ Jesus' blessed and holy name. Amen.